I'm not interested in your limiting beliefs. I'm interested in what makes you limitless. I find this quote by Brenda Burchard thought-provoking and so empowering. It's so easy to be focused on the many reasons we cannot achieve something. Many of my clients start by trying to convince me that the only reason they don't get successful is because they were not dealt the right card. I hear them say, I don't have enough money, not enough time, not enough qualification, or I'm too loud, too different. Even when the situation is real, you may not have much money. You're limiting yourself by thinking having more money is the only way for you to succeed. Let's change that today. Welcome to the Perpetual Success Podcast, where we chart our path to endless achievements and we guide you towards an extraordinary life. I'm Ondine D, I'm your host, and I feel hunky-dory to embark on the transformative adventure of challenging our beliefs with you. This episode is proudly brought to you by Orchestrador, the ultimate technology partner for coaches. Orchestrador understood that coaching is about people, not struggling with tech hassles. So they help you set up a comprehensive automated business solution, and you can focus on what you do best and leave the tech to them. So if you're a coach, visit orchestrador.com today and take the first step towards a more focused and successful coaching career. To all of you aspiring achievers, whether you're a go-getter, a visionary, an artist, an innovator, or a trailblazer, this podcast is dedicated to coaching you in finding limitless power in yourself to fuel your perpetual success. In this episode, we'll be focusing on shattering the limits you place on yourself and empowering you with a powerful tool to find the key to become limitless in your journey into greatness. So without further ado, let's set our compass for perpetual success. As I mentioned in the introduction, we often cling on a limiting situation to validate our inability to be successful. I recently watched a movie about Sarah Breedlove, known as Madame C.J. Walker, the first woman to become a millionaire. What's extraordinary about her life is that she had plenty of opportunities to give up because life was throwing at her so much hardship. She was born in a poor family of former slaves. In fact, she was the first child of a family to be born free and had no one to show her what it means for a Black woman to be free. The white supremacist action of torching schools and other things, terrorizing and murdering newly freed Black Americans, forced her to quit school after only 3 months, so she had no education. She was a single parent, a widow, she was later abused by her second husband, she was accused of stealing, the government put limitation to prevent her from growing her business, and, well, I said it, she was a Black woman. Nothing came easy to that woman, except one thing, the underlying belief that she could make it. If there's one thing I want you to take away from today's episode, is that your difficult situation is real. It is valid for you to assess your own circumstances. However, the only thing limiting you to achieve personal and professional growth are your deeply held beliefs. You're holding yourself back, but in reality, you're limitless. Have you ever heard yourself say, nothing ever comes easy to me, or I'm just not lucky? We all have this moment where we cling on to a vision or an opinion, even when there's evidence suggesting otherwise. So let's explore this together. Is it just you struggling with it, or is it a universal human experience? And most importantly, what can we realistically do about it? Let's start by understanding what makes changing beliefs so challenging. Well, our brains, this incredible organ that it is, our brains have this feature called neuroplasticity. In his groundbreaking book, The Brain That Changes Itself, Dr. Norman Deutsch discusses how our brains can rewire and adapt. This means that change is possible. But here's the catch. Our brains prefer familiarity, so they can change, but they don't like to do it. Our brains like patterns. They like predictability. We already saw that and discussed it in previous episodes. So when we're presented with new information that challenges our belief, it creates a sort of mental discomfort. Actually, it goes further than creating just discomfort. But let's go on the discomfort. This discomfort is known as cognitive dissonance. It's a term that was invented by Leon Festinger. Cognitive dissonance means the psychological stress that is experienced when we encounter a belief, an idea, or a value that is conflicting what we were believing, seeing, or valuing before. It's why sometimes, even when we're faced with obvious fact, we find ourselves dismissing them or rationalizing our existing beliefs. But it's not just about discomfort. Peter Wasson's research on confirmation bias shows that we have a tendency to seek out information that confirms our existing beliefs, and we tend to ignore what doesn't confirm our belief. It's like your mind has its own filter, highlighting what aligns with your belief and downplaying, ignoring, erasing the rest. And as you well know, a lot of social media are using this to show you more of what you believe in and less of what you don't believe in. So is it only you? Absolutely not. It's a human condition to be challenged to change what you believe is true about yourself, about your conditions, about your abilities. We all go through it. And recognizing this is the first step in challenging our beliefs. So if you understand that, you're already halfway through. Actually, let's talk about that. What can we do about it? Albert Bandura's work. We already talked about him, I think. Albert Bandura's work on self-efficacy shows that believing in our ability to succeed is, in specific situations, is influencing how we approach our goals and our challenges. So if we believe we can overcome our limiting beliefs, then we're already halfway there. So do you believe that you can overcome your limiting beliefs? If so, you're already halfway there, and I'll help you with the other half. And then finally, if you're more a doer than a thinker, you can change your beliefs from your own actions, using the confirmation bias to your advantage by simply filtering and noting down all evidence that proves your old belief is inaccurate. And a tool that I love for this is the achievement jar, but we'll get into that in a future episode. Today, we focus on believing in our ability to succeed. Today, we're thinkers, we're not doers. Before we get familiar with a new exercise that's called the five whys, let's take a moment to reflect on our Kane Systems questions. They're not just questions, they're keys to unlocking your limitless potential. Keep your answers in mind as you explore the powerful technique of the five whys just after. And remember, it's not about finding blame, but it's about discovering insight that propels us forward. The first question is, what is the dream or goal that lights you up inside, even if it feels a bit out of reach right now? What is the dream or goal that lights you up inside, even if it feels a bit out of reach? As you think about this goal, what's the first obstacle that pops into your mind? Why do you think this particular challenge feels so significant? Now set aside that first obstacle. Can you recall a past situation where you overcame a challenge you initially thought was impossible or very difficult? Now, as you recall that past situation, what strength or quality did you draw upon to succeed? Looking forward, what's one small action that you can commit to today that aligns with your goal? Even if that action feels uncomfortable, even if that goal seems out of reach, What's one small action you can commit to today? Now, let's get into practice. Before we get into practice, here's your special mission. If you're finding value in today's episode, share this podcast with your friends or relatives who you believe would benefit from the perpetual success mindset. Let's spread the message of empowerment and transformation together. Because remember, together we can chart the path to perpetual success. Now's the time you've been waiting for. A tool that's simple but oh so powerful for uncovering the real reasons we get stuck sometimes. So let's challenge our deep beliefs. The technique I'm going to use today, you may have already seen it in a previous episode. It's called the 5 Whys technique. It wasn't designed for coaching at first. It comes from the manufacturing world, thanks to Sakishi Toyoda. But trust me, it's golden for personal development too. So imagine it's a bit like unpeeling an onion. Each layer you peel back, you're getting closer to the heart of what's really going on. So are you ready to try it out with me? Let's go. First up, what's your big dream or goal? So we already asked that question in the Kane system questions. Think of something you're aiming for, whether it's in your career, in your personal life, or anywhere else. Picture your dream, your goal, as vividly as you can, like it's happening right now. Hold that thought. Now, what feels like it's in your way? There's something, right? There's something in between you and that dream and that goal. Maybe you think it's not having enough time. Maybe you're feeling you'll fail, or something else entirely. Visualize this obstacle standing between you and your goal. Look at that obstacle that's blocking the way, that's blocking the view, that is preventing you from reaching that dream, from reaching that goal. And here's where the 5 Whys comes in. You ask yourself, why is this obstacle in my way? That's your first why. It might be something pretty on the surface. That's totally okay. Now you're going to get an answer. It's going to be like, well, this is why. And you're going to keep asking why that answer is in your way. And this is how we dig deeper. It's about getting to those underlying reasons. You're going to keep asking why 5 times. And you're going to challenge the underlying reason, the belief, and the assumption that is shaping your perspective. Once you get to the core belief through your 5 Whys, it's time for a heart-to-heart with yourself. You're going to ask yourself, is this belief genuinely serving me? Is it helping me move forward? Or is it an old script that helped me in the past, but it's not relevant anymore? Now, let's make it super practical, because I don't know about you, but the first time I heard about the 5 Whys exercise, I wasn't really sure how to go about with it. So let's walk through an example. Let's say that my goal is to become a renowned painter, but I'm never selected by art galleries. So my first why question is, why am I not selected by art galleries? This is the obstacle in front of me. Why is it there? Why is it in the way? And my answer is, because I'm not good enough compared to the others. And I keep going with the second why. Why do I feel or think or believe that I'm not good enough compared to the others? And the answer is because I haven't won as many awards as they have. And then goes my third why. Why haven't I won as many awards? Because I haven't entered as many competition. Why haven't I entered as many competitions? I don't enter into competition because I assume I won't win or get recognized. Why do I assume I won't win or get recognized? Because I believe that my work isn't as impactful or innovative or inspiring as others. Now, as you can see, I went from I'm not good enough to I believe my work isn't as impactful or as innovative or as inspiring as the work of others. So reflecting on my core beliefs, going through the 5 why, reveals that the issue isn't about inherent worth. It's not about talent, but it's really about the fact that I have not fully embraced or developed my unique voice or vision. And this realization can be a pivotal moment for change. It encouraged me to explore, it encouraged me to express my distinct style more confidently, regardless of competitions, regardless of winning competitions, regardless of awards, regardless of what the others are doing. It really helps me focus on what I can do, what's in my power, what's under my control, and actually it helps me focus on changing that belief that my work isn't impactful. So this process is all about challenging our deep-seated beliefs and maybe just rewriting them in a way that aligns with who you are right now and with where you want to go. So are you ready to give it a go? Because it might just change how you see your path forward. Remember, like any journey of change, this exercise, the 5 why exercise, requires consistency and commitment. The more you practice the 5 whys, the more proficient you'll become at identifying and challenging the beliefs that are holding you back. Imagine each time you do this exercise, you're taking a step closer to your true potential, reshaping your path through success. So keep this tool with you, and you can download a worksheet on my website, perpetualsuccess.coach, in the downloadable section, or just follow the link in the description. Now use your worksheet whenever you face a hurdle. Over time, you'll find that what once seemed insurmountable now becomes a stepping stone to greater heights. This is the power of self-awareness and the magic of challenging, changing your belief. Because remember, your brain can change your beliefs. Now, I just have a request. Are you implementing the strategies and tips shared in this episode and the previous one? Because I want to hear about your journey. So please share your thoughts, your progress, your breakthrough. You can post a quick update on your social media. You can tag me at OndineD on Instagram. You can use the hashtag Perpetual Success Journey. I really want to celebrate your steps toward perpetual success with you. For our last segment, let's crystallize our key takeaways and see how they beautifully align with the Kane system. First, clarity in understanding our beliefs. Today, we looked at understanding our beliefs, particularly those that may block our progress or hold us back. By using the 5 whys technique, we gain clarity about the root causes of our beliefs and how they impact our lives. Second, acknowledging. We acknowledge that changing deep-seated beliefs is no small feat. Recognizing the psychological phenomena such as cognitive dissonance or confirmation bias shows us why it's tough to challenge our belief. But in acknowledging these challenges, we empower ourselves to face them head on. Three, nurturing. As we talked about the importance of challenging our beliefs, we essentially touched upon nurturing a growth mindset. By embracing the idea that our beliefs are not set in stone and that we can evolve them over time, then we foster personal growth and transformation. And lastly, the last key takeaway is with endure, the concluding element of the Kane system that allows you to close the loop. Endurance is about consistency and commitment. So as you practice technique like the 5 why, you build resilience. It's about enduring through the discomfort of challenging a belief that you hold on to for so long. Then you can emerge stronger and more adaptable on the other side. But remember, the journey to personal growth is not one you have to walk alone. I personally encourage you to connect with fellow listeners and members of the Perpetual Success community. You can find an accountability partner, someone who can support and encourage you as you implement the tips and exercise from today's episode. So share your progress, your challenges, and your victories. It's in sharing your journey that you find strength and inspiration. Now, dear listeners, as we conclude today's episode on the Perpetual Success Podcast, I want to remind you that your journey in challenging and evolving your beliefs doesn't end here. To help you on this path, we've created a special worksheet that complements today's content. So you can download it using the link in the description. This worksheet is designed to guide you through the exercise we discussed and to assist you in applying this principle in your daily life. Albert Einstein said, "Once we accept our limits, we go beyond them." This quote encapsulates the essence of today's discussion. It's a reminder that the acknowledgement of our limitation is not an admission of defeat. It's just the starting point for overcoming them. Next week, we will talk about riding the high achiever's emotional roller coaster. And one last thing. If you want me to do a deep dive into a specific challenge you're facing, drop your topic ideas directly on the podcast page of my website, perpetualsuccess.coach. You'll find a form, just fill it in, just one little field, and that's it. Thank you for listening, dear listeners, and chart your path with your compass to remain in perpetual success today and every day.